Dr. Schwab informs me that the Matos Nishama is buried next to Rabbi Akiva, and he lived to 40. Supposedly, is that not supposedly. The Svarim say he was the Gilgul to make up for Rabbi Akiva's first 40 years of his life that he didn't learn. Yeah, I'm just telling you what the Kabbalim say. I don't know Kabbalah. Dr. Schwab just texted me that. Okay?
No, I'm saying, where did he get that from?
I guess from Darizal or from somebody like that. Some people that know these things. I don't know these things. Again, you're asking me. I can't do that. Okay. We're going to start again. Did I start the conference?
Okay. Yes, you did.
Okay, I did. I know I did. I just start checked. Okay, two lines in the bottom of Yud Aleph Amid Beis. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. If somebody says to the shliach, say the kaddish liisha, stop, and he doesn't pick a lady, just says stop. Asur b'cha anashim shabayilam. Why? Chazaka shliach oisish lichusay. We assume there's a chazaka that a shliach carries out his duties. He does his agency. He does what he was told to do. Mekivin b'lay parish lay. And since he didn't tell him who to be mekaddish, holiyada hayniyo kiddish lay. So he doesn't know who he was mekaddish. Zok derash. Asa b'cha anashim shabayilam. Shema kidei shlucha yachas mikroi b'seha. And I said yesterday there's a major machlokes rishayim. I'm explaining it like Dramban. I hope I don't run into a rush that doesn't learn like Dramban. I don't think I will. But I didn't notice one in my preparation, but you never know. And Dramban learns that Enochinami, if you would gather all the relatives, every woman is believed to say she's not Mukadeshus. That's why any woman can get married. She said, I never got Kedushin. However, he can't be Mekadesh any woman because he might have married somebody else. Unless you can gather all the relatives that would make her usher, and they all say they didn't receive Kedushin from him, and they are believed for that, and then he would be able to marry her. So he would have to gather her mother, her grandmother, any woman that he wants to marry. So therefore, in order for him to marry a woman, he would have to gather this woman, X, mother, grandmother, aunt.
We don't know what X is.
He wants to marry a woman.
No, he sent a messenger, and the messenger came back.
He can marry five wives.
He didn't say who he was going to marry.
So he doesn't know who he married, right. Now he wants to marry another wife. No, is there to marry a second wife?
Okay.
So he goes to a woman and says, will you marry me? Yeah. Right? We don't know who he married.
Yeah.
Now, in order to marry her, he has to make sure that her relatives didn't marry the shliach. So if he could gather all the relatives, mother, grandmother, mother's sister, father's sister, mother's brother's wife, no, maybe not, father's brother's wife, daughter, granddaughter, he gets them all together, then he can, and his daughter and granddaughter, well, not really, no, not for that. Sorry, take that back. Her daughter and granddaughter, then he can marry her. But unless he can get all those relatives together, he can't marry. And they better be alive. Because if they died since he made a shliach, they might have married him and then died, and they still remain usher, except for a sister.
Now they're believed?
Everybody's believed to say they didn't get married. If not, no woman can get married.
I'm sorry,
I didn't understand what you just said.
I said if they died, married.
Yeah, it would be only if they died single, correct.
What can't you ask him if he married any of them?
Ask who?
Him, the guy.
He doesn't know the shliach was Mekadesh. How can he answer the question? Now you'll tell me the grandmother is 94 years old. She probably is not the guy. You don't know.
What if he goes to a town 500 miles away that could have been?
How do you know?
Because at that time they didn't have airplanes. Didn't have
airplanes. So he took the stagecoach. He took the Pony Express. I don't know.
It's such a remote possibility if you rely on rogues.
So that's the kasha to reshine them. So they talk about the fact that it's a knas.
Yeah.
Because he pointed a shliach without specifying a woman.
Well, so your question, why can't those people that you see with her mother, well, maybe they're in their institutions,
Again, this is a Rishayim's kasha. We're not getting involved in that till now, but that's the Rishayim. Don't think about it. Chazankish, the beginning of the bar is there, right? Esher, Rishlankish, Rabbi Yechonon. So Rishlankish asked the kasha to Rabbi Yechonon. Now, let me explain. There are people that have to bring two birds for a carbon. A Zav, a Zava, Yeledes, a poor Mitzaira, and many people that they're obligated, and Nazir Tamei, they bring two birds for a carbon. One Chatas, one Ayla. They buy the two birds. Now this is a halakha we will have later in Nazir again. When they buy it, they can specify this one is the Chatas and this one is the Ayla. And they better remember, because Chatas bird and Ayla bird, the Avoida is done totally different. So if they specify, it behooves them to either recognize the birds or put a siman on the bird, which one he made a chatas and which one's milchik and which one's fleishik. Which one is a chatas and which one is an ayla. It would behoove them to do that. This is why I'm talking now. I'm trying to explain. If they don't decide at the time of the purchase, they can never make a decision later on. The only one who can make the decision is the kayan when you hand him the two birds. He picks one for a chatas and one for an ayla. But in between purchase time and kayan, let's say it takes 2 months to bring the birds to Yerushalayim, nobody can make a decision which is a chatas, which is an ayla. That's the halach. Why? We will have a gemara later that discusses it, but that's the halach. It cannot be designated only one of two times. It can either be designated at purchase time or at hakrava time. Those are the only two times that it's subject to designation. So now, people can do this one of two ways. They can either buy the set nest of birds, the set of birds, and not designate them. That is called, in Gemara language, a kanstuma. One of these two birds is going to be a chatas. One of these two birds is going to be an ayla, but it's not clear which one is which. You're not bound that this has to be one and this has to be the other. It can be either one. That's called a kanstuma. Does he have his phone on? Can you please mute him? Kanstuma. A nest. It's called kan. The group of birds are called a nest. I don't know why, but that's how the Gemara refers to them. Stuma means not explained. Closed. Not explained which is which. That's the Lashon HaMishnah to explain when you buy two birds without designation at the time. Somebody else can buy two birds and at the time of purchase designate one as a chatas and one as an ayla. And that is called a kan mefurash. He already explained, designated, I wanted a different word, but designated which is the chatas and which is the ayla. So the Mishnah calls that kan mefurashas. That's the two kinds of nests, kanim, we'll call them kinim, kanim, that we are going to be dealing with. Okay? I'm going to call them kanim instead of calling them nests, kanim. Now, a guy has a kanstuma. He bought a kanstuma. One of them is going to be a chatas, and one of them is going to be an ayla. Undesignated at this point. Zakta Mishnah. Kanstuma, shaparka geizel echem mehem la'aver ayla. One of them flew away. One of them he doesn't have anymore. So he's left with one out of two. So what does he do? He bought two, didn't designate him, and now he has one left. Case one. Shaparka lebechatos hamesis. Or it flew into a bunch of birds that are supposed to be killed because their owner died, their owner brought another one, different reasons why we kill chatas. And this one of his two birds flew in amongst them and he doesn't know which one it is. So he can never use that bird because he doesn't know where it is. He knows where it is. It's amongst those 10 birds that are supposed to be killed, but he doesn't know which is his. Or he bought two birds and one died. The solution is very simple. Take a second one. You don't have to buy them as a pair. You bought one. You bought two. One of them is no longer usable for one of three reasons. So buy another one. Now you have two. You didn't designate it, so whatever it is, it is. It wasn't a chatas, it wasn't an oila. It was non-designated. So you can use this bird and buy another bird, and then when you give it to the kayan, he will designate it.
Get designated now?
Again, it can be designated at one of two times. So that's a very good question. When he buys this one, can he designate this one, and automatically the other one gets designated? I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer.
Is there a mitzvah or a mitzvah?
Nothing. No, no. Do what you want.
We learn Gemara is about making a nether for people that made that nether improperly, made it almost the Ozor.
That's a different mitzvah type. That's never to be mafresh anything. You want to know, should you wait? It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that I remember you should wait. You can apply that Gemara to this as well. There's no reason not to. But there's nothing wrong, I mean, to say this way. He didn't violate any Isser if he designated when he bought it. Doesn't say anywhere he shouldn't. It offers him options. Now, if he's Makbid, he's afraid of different things to happen, he'd be smart if he doesn't. That's all. Yes? No. Feitel just said you should never have a kambu for eshes, because why take a chance? So, do what you want. That's basically it. You want to make a kanstuma? Do a kanstuma. You want to make a kambu for eshes? Do a kambu for eshes.
Bechira
chavshes.
Both.
No, that's not the male or female. It could be either one.
The second case, what do you do with that bird that's in the...
You kill it. There's no brera. What are you going to do with it? There's 10 birds that have to be killed. There's 11 birds flew in. You have no idea who's number 11. Kill them all. So, Leiter. Bielu kamu freshes ain't like takana. However, if this would have been designated already, then you're up the creek. Because what happened was one flew away and you don't know which one it is, the chatas or the yayla. You don't know. Why don't you recognize them? You separated them. So the Rush says, if you have them both together, you recognize one as a chatas and one as an ayla in comparison, because that's how you designated it. The minute one flies away, you have no comparison. You can't remember which one it is. That's the case. So one of these two birds flew away, and we got a big problem here. You don't know whether you're left with the chatas or left with the ayla, and you can't change.
Rabbi, can you buy? All right.
Just wait 1 second. So now you buy another two, and start over again. And this one will be a carbon that might be a chatash in ischabru balea, and you'll have to kill it. Or if it's an eilish in ischabru balea, I don't know what you do. I don't know. I honestly don't know. But that's what the Mishnah says. Kansuma, you don't have to worry. Whatever is left, you can use for whatever you want. Just buy one more. Kambu freshes is a big problem because you don't know which one flew away, which one stayed. Therefore, but you can't decide now to use it for whatever. It's already designated. If this is a chatas, it's a chatas, and you don't remember, you don't recognize it. It might be an ayla, it might be a chatas, and you can't. It's brought different ways. You don't have the choice of saying I'll bring it for whatever. No, there's no for whatever here. Therefore, you got to start again and bring two new ones. Yes, Harvey.
That was my question. Can't you just bring two new ones and
exactly.
Do whatever with the remaining one?
Yes.
Okay. That's not, to me, I was worried you said you're up a creek, meaning that you can't even buy two new ones, but you can.
I didn't mean that. I meant up a creek with this one. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I'm fresh, as in you know, then it's not a problem.
That's not a problem. No. But we're talking about you don't know. You know, the Gemara doesn't write the case you want it to write. It writes the case if you don't know. Now, the problem is, how can anybody buy any bird now? Maybe this is the bird that flew away. Maybe it's the bird that flew away. Right?
Which case is going on?
The Fereshes. And if it's the bird that flew away, truth is, it's a stoop also. It's a Hegdish bird. Undesignated, but it's Hegdish.
The Mishnah, or you, the parents don't get
new
birds in the wild, they don't raise them?
Well, if they know they raise them, it's fine. But if they don't know they raise them, and they flew into the guy's nest, he shouldn't be able to use it.
Okay.
Now, the Rush will explain. Let's do the Rush. Look, the Rush. Kanstumush le pirish ezel oyle bezel chatas. Did not say which is an island, which is a chatas. Oyshe parm le bein chatas and mesis. So the Rush tells me why these chatas are getting killed. Nashe mesu bavayan and ischapru bacheris. They died and they got a kapara with others. The halacha lemaisha mesina ishe amusu. The halacha lemaisha mesina says we killed them. Who are then to have a much of the mystery kamu for eshes? Gashapirish ezel oyle bezel chatas. This thing could have happened by a kamu for eshes if he recognizes the one left. It would be no problem. Buy a second one. He would have had to explain. It would have to be that he recognizes the one left. But if he doesn't recognize it, he can't buy another one. He won't be able to be makrovit. Now the Rush tells us one of the differences between Eila and Chatas. If I remember correctly, there are four. But one of the differences is the Eila Natas Lamaila, the Chatas Lamata. Eila Zayif is done at the top half of the Mizbeach, and Chatas Zayif is done at the bottom half of the Mizbeach. And it's puzzle if you do it in a different place. But the Rush of Laharach, and the Tana didn't want to get involved. You do recognize it, you don't recognize it, so he picked Kanstuma. The Tana Kanstuma. We got Urcha de Milsa, so the Rush, it happens to be regular that Shein Makir and Bailam Chatas Kushinev and Zuga, that you don't recognize once the pair is gone. El Shein Biyachad as Nakul Akira. It's easier to recognize them when they're both here. Oh, that's the one I remember now. Once they're not here and you don't have the comparison, your chances of recognition are lessened. Inami or Naki Kanstuma, Shum Seifa. Parak Lebein HaKrebais. Okay, so now the Rush tells a new halakha. So let me just fortify what we said till now. In fact, right. So the question of the Gemara is, if we're afraid that he was Mekadesh any woman, so let's be Mekadesh that any bird you buy, let's be afraid, any bird you buy is Usher. Now, some Rishonim speak out. Over there, we punish the guy for doing something that is it. Here, why should you punish everybody in the world? Because this guy didn't watch his birds. Go by right. Right.
It was a white chicken, not a black chicken.
I mean, we mean that type. Same thing.
Rabbi, can I ask one more question before we move on?
Here.
The woman, but you knew the one
food
was a white chicken.
So all white chicken. So it's not a white chicken. You're right. So from now on, everybody's going to buy black ones only?
For him.
Okay, that's the China man. So we should punish him that he should never be able to buy birds with maybe the one is. You're right. If he has a color, he'll buy the other color, but he should be limited. And it doesn't say anywhere that he is limited.
What did he do wrong?
He didn't watch his birds.
That's
a Shia. You have two Hegdish birds, two Kurbanas, you don't let them fly away. If it were valuable to you, you'd be watching them. Yes, Harvey.
Previously, you addressed the question of the unlikeliness of one replacing the other with an old woman or something like that, that she could not have been the one who had been selected. But in the case of birds, isn't it distinguishable, for example, if a human has a lifespan of, let's just call it 70 years, and these particular pigeons have a lifespan of 6 years, and the person can wait 18 years, the known lifespan of a bird.
You're right. You're 100% right. The question is, during that span, he shouldn't be able to buy any birds for carbon.
Right, but after that span, unlike the guy.
This is going on to the whole world, though?
No, that's what I tried to speak out. We can't punish everybody in the world because of his negligence, but we punish him by the Kedusha, let's punish him by birds.
Well, I mean, not because...
He was negligent.
Right, no, but me.
He shouldn't be able to buy any bird now because it might be the one that flew away.
The reason we're not punishing the rest of the world is because
of Rove.
It was his name. Yeah, it's Rove. That doesn't. It's we can't
can't punish him because he was negligent. That's not the point. If it's down the road, we wouldn't say that, correct?
Correct. I don't know what you just added, but
I
have no idea what you just were saying.
What's the lumpus why the rest of the people are not getting punished?
Because
it's because of Rome, or is it because it's not fair to everyone else?
I don't know what that means. Well, why is not fair? Punishment if it's halachically required.
Right.
So obviously halachically it's not required.
After Avram speaks, I've got a question.
Yes.
I think what Avram's trying to say, which is something that's bothered me for a very long time, you keep using the term punishment. The animal is a sanctified object, intrinsically sanctified object. Caduceus is a goof, I would think, not Caduceus Mammon. This isn't a punishment. It isn't usable because it isn't usable.
Again, I just made up a number. 1.2 million birds in the world.
Yeah.
And one flew away, and therefore nobody can buy a bird?
This is something which is counted. It is something which is individual. It is not something which is bottle in a thousand.
No. You go by it, okay. It's not bittul b'raiv, this is halach achar raiv. There's a difference between bittul b'raiv and halach achar raiv. Bittul b'raiv.
Okay.
This is halach achar raiv. You go by raiv, even by things that are counted. I eat meat. I don't know if you eat meat. Do you eat meat for supper? If you eat chicken or meat, how do you know it's kosher? Maybe it's
That's because Eid Echart's Neman
Deisra.
Right, exactly my point. There's no Eid Echart.
So why can you eat
meat? There's no. Again, Eid Echart. I've got the Neman from the butcher. I don't buy it on the street.
Do you know that the cow that they got this meat from had no hole in the brain? Do you know that the car
You don't check the dura. I'm aware of that.
Why not?
Because halachah. No, I said I was being Moscow. I was just agreeing with you.
Are two different things.
I would also say that there's also a degree, it seems to me, between something which is an object of kedush, something that has kedush as a goof, and whether or not meat, which is just a lob.
You know, there are a lot of differences in this world, but not all differences make differences. My turn.
Okay, thank you.
Zakta Gemara. Now, the Rush now is throwing in something else. And that is, if you have a combo for Reshus, and it flew in to an other con that is Hekdesh. Reuven had a con that he had separated a Chatzos and an Ayla. And one of those birds, not knowing which, flew in to Shimon's con.
Mephoreshes?
Let's say Mephoreshes.
Okay.
Or Stuma. Let's say Stuma.
That was my question.
So we can take Stuma first and Mephoreshes second. Okay? So let's get it. Reuven had a con Mephoreshes. One is an island, one is a chatas, designated. One of those two flew into Shimon's con Stuma. So now Shimon has three birds. One is a chatas and two are... Well, either one is a chatas and two are islands, or two are a chatas and one is an island. But he doesn't know this third bird that visited him what it is. Now, he happens to have two birds of his own that are not designated. So he can do, what he can do is, he can bring one chatas and one second. It was a kama for Reshes that flew into something that's Stuma. And let's say you knew that the Isla flew in. So now Shimon has two Islas and one Chatas. He can't bring more than one Isla. He can't bring the Chatzis because it might be the one that flew in.
But he can't recognize what the sun, he can't recognize which
way. The chase before, he couldn't recognize. Now we're talking about an other difference between Mufereshes and Stuma. That if my Stuma flies into your Stuma, you're not bound. It was never a Chatzis, it was never an Isla. If you, here, you're stuck. You don't know which is the Chatzis, which is the Isla. One of the might have been a Chatzis to flew in. Again. Let's move back. Don't make any assumptions. My Ruvain's Chatzis flew into Shimon's Kanstuma. Again, that was, I'm changing the case. Yeah. The reason I'm changing the case is not for this Gemara. This Gemara stays in that case. The Rush had a problem. The Rush started with a problem. Why did this Mishnah be Kanstuma? I could have told you the same halachas by Kamu Fereshes. So his first answer was, because by Kamu Fereshes, you don't recognize what's left. And therefore, we picked the case of Kanstuma. That was his first answer. Now he's giving a second answer. You do recognize what is left. Meaning, he had a question. Why did the Mishnah say that halacha by Kanstuma? Why can't you have a Kamu Fereshes that one of them flies away? You know which one you're left with. Buy one more bird. Let the Mishnah say that halacha. Why did the Mishnah pick that you don't know which one is an Isla and which one is a Chata? Why didn't it pick a case? A guy had a Chata and an Isla, and he recognizes each of them. And one of them flew away, and he knows which one flew away. So all he has to do is buy one more bird. Why did the Mishnah start with Kanstuma? Say the same halacha by Kamu Fereshes. That was his question. You understand what I'm saying?
It must be that he didn't know that the answer.
So first question is, he usually doesn't know. The second answer is, it's a new answer. He does know. That's what the second answer is saying. Let's assume he does know. But Mufereshes causes a problem if it flies into somebody else's korbanas, and it's already a designated idol or a designated chatas, the guy that it flies into his kanstuma will not be stuck because he has one bird here that he doesn't know which one it is out of the three birds that is already a designated idol. So what is he supposed to do? He can't bring
any.
Why
don't we say hola kakaro?
Oh, so second, please.
Why don't
one
we say hola?
Can we wait 1 second?
Why don't we say hola kakaro? Sure.
Try one more time. He has one bird that's an Isla that flew into two birds which are not designated. One is a Chatzis, one is an Isla, it's not designated. He has an Isla and an undesignated two. How can he bring a Chatzis? Maybe he's bringing the Isla as the Chatzis. Maybe he's bringing the Isla as the Chatzis. So it's going to passel that set. Because that owner that owns two birds that are not designated now has a bird designated that flew in, which he doesn't know which one it is of the three, which is already a designated Isla. So how is he going to use any bird for a Chatzis? Maybe he's using an Isla for a Chatzis. He can't do that. Therefore, we didn't pick Mufereshes.
That's assuming he cannot
help it. That between his birds, right. The guy that it flew into can't tell within his birds. And if the guy that flew in is Mufereshes, so now this guy is a Chatzis and an Isla, and now another bird came in and he's all confused, he can't bring anything. He can't even bring an Isla. Because he might be bringing the Chatzis as the Isla because he got all confused.
Second one.
So therefore, all the Rush is trying to say is why we picked the case of Kanstuma, not a Kamu Fereshes. Either because you can't recognize it usually, or even if you can, the other guy that it flies into his birds will have a problem. We didn't want to get into that problem, so we left that case out. That's all the Rush is saying.
The bird was somebody who designated, they were the Fereshes, but he didn't recognize
it. Now that this third bird flies in, it threw him for a loop. Beforehand, he recognized them, and now it threw him for a loop. It happens.
What are the odds that with the bird that flew in. Maybe it's some bird. In the world, there are a lot of birds.
You know it flew into that bunch. You know it did.
Oh, you know it
did. Zuck the Rosh. I read the Rosh inside. Dr. Schwab, I'll get back to you. Inami, Nagi Kansuma Mishim Sefer. Because the Sefer of this Mishnah, that says Parak Lebein HaKrevais. It flew into the ones that are already Karbanas. Pasul, Upaisu Echad Kenegdai. If Pasul's one set, he can bring an Ayla, but he can't bring a Chatas. If I'm a Furish, and if the thing he flew into is Mefurish, Haipaisu Shnayim Vaster, could have passed 2 sets, 10 sets. If your Chatas flew into a combo for Eshes, the guy has 10 birds, 5 Chatas, it's 5 Ayla, he recognizes them. And now, in comes this bird, through a bird loop, can't bring anything. Okay, Dr. Schwab, what is your question?
Why don't we resolve this with the Halacha Baruch?
Tell me, can you please tell me what rive you have here? You want to take a bird and bring it as a chatas. Tell me what rive you have.
In the Konstuma, the majority of birds are not the one that flew in. And the ones which are designated, it's more a problem. That's why I said in the Konstuma, why don't you just go Halacha Baruch?
Let's go in the Konstuma. How can he bring a chatas? What rive does he rely on?
The rove of the birds are undesignated.
But now, excuse me, but he has to bring a chatas. And let's say he gets, how does he know he's not taking the designated one?
Halachah rov.
This is bittul b'rov. This is not even halachah rov. It's right here. It's right in front of your nose. 3 birds mixed up. If one if 59 kosher, one trade falls in, we don't say halachah harayv. That's bittul b'rov.
I'm aware that, as I said, this is a problem which has bothered me for a long time, that birds fly off. Here you are in the base of Mikdash. It flies into a field with, as you said, 1 million birds in it. Why aren't they all possible? And you were referring to it as a kanas, and it does not seem to be a kanas.
Okay. Here we go. Again.
It seems to be the actual state of the bird.
I'm going to say the answer, but I can't have the time to argue about it. No, he's asking a kasha. It's a great kasha. What is the difference between bittul b'rov and halachah harayv? In every bittul b'rov, why did you say halachah harayv? It's a great question. Tyson's asked this question. It's a wonderful question. The answer is as follows. Anything that the iser was recognizable and then fell in to something, the treif was a treif piece of meat and then fell into kosher meat, we don't allow you to take one out and say, go by rive, because it's already in the mixture, and it was nikur b'mkaymai, meaning it was recognizable before it fell in. However, that if it fell into a mixture, but if it's not in a mixture, let's say you have 1 treif and 10 kosher scattered around the room, then you could say halachah harayv. They're not mixed together. Then you can pick up one and say majority or kosher. It has to do with the halach of kavua. That if it's mixed together, it's called kavua. By kavua, we don't go by raiv. You only can say bittul b'raiv. But I don't want to get involved in it now. That's what Tyson says in Zvachim, and we'll go by
Dr. Thank you.
Zog derash vayter. Beilu shar kinim dalma misaknem. Le beslin and kol kinim shabaylam. We don't say he can't buy birds. Dil mezusha parki agas man benim to miskaper bekarp mechaveray. Now the rush seems to learn that nobody should be able to buy birds. He says, how can we let anybody buy a bird? You might be buying somebody's carpet. Taisa says, why? So Taisa says, only the guy himself. The rush seems to say we wouldn't let anybody buy a bird. It's a very big kiddush in the Rush, but that's what the Rush said. What? Right, he asked. Right. And for the Gemara. So the question is, if you're afraid that the guy married any woman, you're banning him from marrying any woman, why don't you ban anybody from buying birds? So the Gemara Amale. So, who asked this question? Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan answered him. Kamina no isha duloy naida. The amrit le'at isura denayin. A woman is called kavua. There's a halacha l'maisha mitzinai. It's drashin from sukkim. I'm not going to get involved in this. But this, I am going to get involved in this. But I'm going to try to keep it as a minimum. There's a halacha in Masechtas Chulin. I'll give you the prototype example. I found a piece of meat in the street. There are 9 stores that sell kosher meat. There's one store that sells treif meat. I found a piece of meat in the street. You can use it. Assume that it came from the 9, not from the 10. Because your contact with this thing happened in its, not in its place where it's set. It's set in the store. You didn't come in contact with it in the store. You came in contact with it when it was removed from its setting in the street. So there's a walk of going by right. I have 10 stores. I walked into a store. I bought a piece of meat. And for the life of me, I can't remember whether I walked into the kosher store or the treif store. The halacha is I can't go by right because my contact with the thing came in its setting. And there's a halacha that says if your suffix is in a setting, we treat it 50-50. There's no logic to this. This is exeris hakasav. If you contact something when it's not in its setting, go by majority. If your contact with it started in where it's set, then even though it's a majority one way, you say it's 50-50. That's the halacha. So kol kavua kemechta mechta dani. So therefore, a bird is not kavua. A bird is always moving. It's always flying. A woman probably got kedushin in her house where she sat. And therefore, since she got kedushin in her house, we say you can't go by roiv by women because kol kavua kemechta mechta dami. And therefore, you have to worry about it that maybe you married one of her relatives. Aye, the majority of the world is not her relatives. The overwhelming majority of the world is not her relatives. Doesn't make a difference because she was in a setting. That's what Rabbi Yechanan answers him. Dr. Amale, kamin ana isha dulai naida. I'm talking about women that don't move. That obviously is the naida, and you're talking about birds that are flying. And now he explains himself. Women do move. He might have found her in the street. Who says she was at home? A woman is considered kavua because she had a set base. She goes home. She goes back to her setting. Therefore, we always view a woman as in a setting. Kan gabikami hadra, a bird going back to its nest is not its setting. It's constantly moving.
Why? The nest in a house.
Again, that's what the Gemara is saying. Birds fly and women stay home. They're not constantly moving. They have a place they live. Birds are constantly flying. That's what the Gemara is saying. Dr. Rush. Amina lachana isra denai lenicha. The b'shosh shekit shashliach. I said nacha kuv bebeisa. She was home. I said chashuba begin kol anashim shabayim kamechta mechta. She's a 50-50. We watch the shliach the kaddish leinashim harbe. What would have happened if he said, "Do me a favor. I want to marry a lot of women. Go make a lot of kedushas." Mekidish chatzi anashim shabayim. And he was mekadesh 50% of the women in the world. They would all be a suffix relative. It's 50-50. Because they're all suffix. They're usher. Hashtanami, the Saras Kalanashim, Kivin Shaitzer Kavua, Abishena Nesser Kavua. Even though he's not Kavua, the Shliach's not Kavua, he was traveling, but the women are Kavua, and therefore each woman is viewed as a 50-50. Where if at Amitli Yisur denied it, Ha'oif ha'pereya who not boil up, even though having kavua, it's flying, not kavua. Ain like kayak lesser, the bottle who bereave kanan shabayla, it's bottle of most birds. Avo, you have a kavua, you're right. Had it been kavua, kashvina ki lechatea kanan shabayla matsurim, ki the kashvina isha makadeshas ki lechatea nashi shabayla. We view this one woman as if she's 50% of the women. This is an extra chumra. Lesser kol anashim shabayilam. We should have assumed shema b'shasha kitchen lo'aisa kavua. You're assuming she was kavua. Why are you assuming that? The answer is hadra l'nichusa. Acha shekitcha. He goes back home. Bekeven the kavua hashta. Chashuv v'kachatzi anashim. She's going to be kavua. She goes back home. Out of ain't like kvius. Now the Russians bothered by your question. Afilu kishachayzu l'kana. Even when he goes back to the nest. Tadir neidid memkaymai. It's constantly moving a pareach mikan l'kan. It goes from nest to nest. Birds don't stay put. Humans stay put. They ain't like Kriya Smokum.
Therefore, you can't go, the woman, you cannot go get a stroke, or you can.
Right. That's why he's ushering all the women in the world, because vis-a-vis him, we say this woman was kavua, we don't know who she is.
Yeah, and why can anyone else marry? Why, the answer to why, no one should be able to marry with her. Can't go up the rope to anyone. It's the woman that he was.
Maybe she's saying she never got married. She's relieved to say I never got married. And she's not also, he never married a relative. He never made the shliach. The problem with him is that he might be married to somebody already. Somebody else that comes to get married, she's saying I never got married. We believe her.
The whole world can't marry any woman.
No, it's not. We believe her.
What?
We believe her.
If we don't believe her,
it'd be a problem, but we do. Zakti Gemara. I'm a Rava. Umayda Rabbi Yechanan Be'isha She'en Lo Le Bas Le Bas Bas. A woman that has no daughters, no granddaughters. Le Bas Ben, no son's daughter. Le Aim, no mother. Le Aim Aim, and not a mother's mother. Le Achais, and not a sister. Right. Or no grandmother. No mother and grandmother. The father's mother is a shnia, not an erva. Even though some put it in, it's not so simple. Or Abba Bishai Lachais bin Isgar Shalachamika. Even if she had a sister, but she got divorced after the shliach died. So she was a married lady. I'm sorry. After he appointed the shliach, he appointed the shliach on May 1st, and this woman got divorced on May 15th. So the time that he appointed the shliach, she was not an eligible.
She was eligible.
She was ineligible. She wasn't eligible. I said she was not an eligible. You're right. I should have said she was ineligible. I would have been short. No. Shorter to say ineligible than not ineligible. Therefore, it would be mutter. Dahisharya, my timer. The Bahishaita, the Kamerle. Okay, now here comes Rava's Chiddush. What happened? He made this shliach on May 1st. This woman got divorced on May 15th. A woman. And the shliach died on June 1st. So do we have to worry that maybe the shliach was mekadesh this woman post-divorce? Do we have to bring her here that she should say, no, I wasn't the one that got mekadesh? Zakhtrava, no. Because when you make a shliach, you only make a shliach for the current pool. You don't mean that he should be mekadesh anybody that's not eligible today. When you say, go marry me a woman, you're only saying, you only have in mind to marry women that are currently eligible. Not somebody that becomes eligible after you appointed the shliach. That's what Rav is saying.
24-hour window of opportunity.
What do you mean?
In other words, the shliach goes out, he's gone for a month.
Exactly. But he can only, you never meant that he should marry a woman that's not eligible the time that you appointed him. You only meant to marry the women that are eligible today. And that sister was not eligible today. She was married today. She became eligible, but she wasn't eligible at the time that you appointed. And whenever you say something, you mean the current eligible pool. That's not Ma'akov. That's a nice thing. The Gemara says it's v'haftorach kamoicha. that you might see her and hate her looks. But today is no problem. You zoom a picture.
But Rebbe is saying this in a case where...
Rebbe is saying that you can marry a woman that you get all her relatives and they're not the ones that got married. And he says by the sister, if she was married at the time that you appointed him, you don't have to check her because she was ineligible. Even though she became eligible later, don't worry about it. You don't have to check her out. If she lives in China, don't worry about whether he's the one that was Makadosh. The Avagav, one second. My time, the Bahish Shaita, the Kamale, happened to see the Gavra. At the time that he appointed the Shliach, she was a married lady. Ki Mashvi Shliach Vimosa the Kaimakame. What does the person think about the eligibles? So when he asked the Shliach to Makadosh a woman, he meant the eligibles. The most of the Kaimakame, Le Mashvi Shliach. That's Rabbi's Kiddush. That even though you can't find out if the sister is the one, but since she was married at the time you appointed the Shliach, she's not included in the pool. I want to learn the Rush. Dr. Rush, Shein Lo Leibas, the Nechesh L'chamos, that we should be afraid that he's marrying his mother-in-law. Begam Leibas Bas, Begam Leibas Ben, the Nechesh L'Aim Chama Ben Chamaitai, grandmother-in-law. Begam Leibas, the Nechesh L'Bas Ishtai, Begam Leibas, the Nechesh L'Bas Av, the Nechesh L'Bas Bita L'Bas Bina, not a mother's mother, not a father's mother. She was married. She got divorced the next day. We're not afraid that she's the one he married, because the most of the Lekai Mekamei, Loi Mashvi in Ishliach. I'm going to leave this rush, because it's again the next far. Yes.
Okay. So it would seem that one of the answers to Harvey's question at the beginning of the shir is that why doesn't he marry a sister which was not born yet at the time the shliach was sent?
Wasn't his question. I think his question was, why doesn't he marry somebody that was married at the time?
Otherwise ineligible, but a girl who has not yet been married is also ineligible, as we've been discussing.
Right. Okay, we'll talk about that tomorrow. It's Renegade. Tomorrow's Gemara. Everybody have a wonderful day. What should I do?
That's good. Talk it.
Subconference gets, if we can create a subconference and make that, you should then return to the main conference. That's how we can do a separate shear besides.
It'll remain every day.
I don't know.
Why don't you